Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Brussels, Belgium. A leading rabbinical thinker says that Europe is no longer a Christian continent. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Rabbi David Rosen, a leading Jewish thinker, says that the continent of Europe has diversified religiously and is no longer a Christian continent since there are now 13 million Muslims and over 1 million Jews among the 370 million who tell pollsters that they are Christians. But I must tell you that church attendance is almost nil. European Union institutions avoid God. However, in some European member states, as well as those nations wanting to join the European Union, Christian origins are still politically important. Some European Union leaders voice concern about the growth of Islam on the European continent and fear the increase of Muslims with the possible entrance of Albania, Kosovo, and Turkey into the membership of the European Union. And that's the latest in news that you need to know. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The subject of religion and its connection to the continent of Europe has a significance in the end times events that are found in Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. A leading rabbinical thinker, David Rosen, says that the continent of Europe has diversified religiously in recent years and is no longer a Christian continent. For hundreds of years, Christianity was headquartered on the European continent, and it was the center of missionary activity around the world. With the emergence of the common market in Europe and the ratification of the European Union, religion has played less of a role in this part of the world. However, the Catholic Church has for years worked to make sure that religion played a major role in the European Union. Many European Union leaders have voiced concerns about the growth of the Muslim population in Europe at this time in history. This unfolding story echoes what the Bible lays out for the last day's scenario on the continent of Europe. Daniel chapter 7, verses 7 to 24 speaks of the revived Roman Empire that has a major religious element in its makeup. Revelation chapters 13 and 17 both reveal the key role that religion plays in the end times. In fact, the first 3.5 years of the 7-year tribulation, there will be a world religion that will be headquartered in Rome, Italy. Religion does play a major role in the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...